the Heart Connection Podcast, lovelies. This is a place to connect, to inspire, to heal, and to empower you to live a healthy, happy, and purposeful life from your heart. I'm Pavlína Jirušková, your host. I'm an intuitive health and life coach, and I help women to connect to themselves, to step into their power and their purpose, and to heal from within. I believe that all issues we are experiencing in life, physical, mental, and emotional, arise from being disconnected from your heart, from your true self, and I'm going to help you to open your mind, to connect to your heart, and to heal from within. So let's dive right in. Hello, my lovelies, and welcome to episode 10 of the Heart Connection Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you all so much. All of you who have been listening from the beginning and those of you who are new as well, welcome, welcome, and thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you all so much, and it makes me so happy to hear that you are listening, that you are enjoying the podcast. It means so much to me. And if you are enjoying this episode, please do subscribe to the podcast. It will help so much to get the podcast out there, and it will help many more women to and people in general. But yeah, I know that the majority of you are women, so it will help to get the podcast out there and help many more women to learn something that might be helpful for them, that might help them to start their healing journey or move on their healing journey, move forward, you know, and it will be so helpful. And it's also so helpful if you rate and review the podcast. It helps so much. So if you do feel inspired and are enjoying the episode, please do. It would mean so much to me and to the Heart Connection Podcast. Thank you. What I want to talk about today is inner voice. And I've talked about inner voice on this podcast before, but I haven't specifically talked about what your inner voice is and how can it help you heal and how can it help you understand your symptoms, the symptoms your body is giving you. And that's what I want to talk about today. And I want to start with talking about what inner voice is essentially. And if you're not familiar with inner voice, it's inner voice is your intuition, it's your knowing, it's your soul wisdom, it's ultimately the extension of your soul, of your highest self. And it's a way your soul can communicate with you and how you can communicate with your soul. You can ask questions, you can ask for guidance, you can ask for your inner voice to help you to heal a certain issue. It can support you, it can reassure you, it can give you advice, it can help you with so much. And since I've connected with my intuition, my inner voice, it's definitely changed my life. And I got certified as an inner voice facilitator with Just Lively in 2020, and it's been definitely life-changing for me. I've learned different things before, different spiritual modalities like the Akashic Records and so on, but connecting with your inner voice directly without any, let's say, rituals or any help from your guides or the universe or God or anyone else, it's definitely empowering, you know, because you can, of course, you can always ask for guidance from your guides or God or the universe or source or angels, whatever is it for you, but it's so empowering and so amazing to connect to your own soul, to connect to your inner voice and get the help and the guidance and the support and the healing from within you. Because ultimately, you are a sovereign being and you have all the answers inside of you. There's nothing wrong with asking for help from outside of you as well. That's fine too, but it's so empowering and so amazing to be able to connect to your own inner voice, to your own soul, and to your heart ultimately. And your inner voice, of course, as it is part of your soul, as the extension of your soul, it's communicating through you, but because everything is connected anyway, it's also the extension of source, of God, of universe, and it has the wisdom, the knowing. It has all the answers. It won't ever tell you anything you're not ready for. So sometimes the answers may be a bit vague, or they may not be what you expect or what you are hoping for. But it's always your inner voice always knows what's best for you and what you need right in that moment, in the present. And is there for you anytime, is there for you always. And each and every one of you has an inner voice. It's not that me or Just Lively or other inner voice facilitators, that we are something special, that we can connect to our inner voices. We had to learn it as well, but ultimately, what we do, we teach you how to connect to your inner voice, how to connect to your highest self, and how to ultimately be empowered, and how you can follow your own guidance, your own purpose. And that's so amazing. And since I have connected to my inner voice, and since I have been able to get out of my head, and since I've been doing this work ultimately, I think I've changed the way I work with clients as well, you know, because I've learned different modalities before, and some of them I still use, like EFT, for example, and other modalities, and I've learned some new ones since as well. If you have been listening to the podcast, if you have been following that, like one of the newest modalities I've learned is soul therapy, which is amazing as well. And I do believe my inner voice guided me there anyway. But since I've connected to my inner voice and started using it with clients, and in my work, I work with clients intuitively, and I follow my own guidance, I follow my own inner voice, and I no longer feel comfortable acting as a healer. You know, I used to, there was a time I would call myself a healer, and I was using different healing modalities, especially quantum healing, which I do believe there was a time and place, and it helped me, it helped a lot of my clients. But like I said, we are all sovereign beings, and ultimately what I do believe today is that you are the only one who can heal yourself. I can, or, you know, anyone else can help you to connect to your yourself, to your highest self, to your inner voice on different levels, to your soul. But ultimately, you are the one who needs to heal yourself. And that's why I no longer use, for example, quantum healing, because I don't want to. That's not that I don't want to help you. I want to help you. That's the thing. I want to help my clients. I want to teach my clients how they can help themselves, how they can heal themselves. And by using different healing techniques, I can help you for a certain amount of time, but ultimately, if you won't be doing the work, if you won't change anything, sooner or later, the problems will come back. It might be same what it was before. It might be the same symptom or the same health issue, or it might be different. It might show somewhere else. So that's why I no longer want to use these short-term solutions. I no longer want to be the healer. I want you to be your own healer. That's why I like to use healing modalities and coaching modalities that empower you and that teach you how you can help yourself, how you can heal yourself. I'm still there for you. I will still, you know, hold space for you and guide you. And so many of my friends do as well. So many of other inner voice facilitators and coaches. But ultimately, you are the one who needs to do the work. And that's why inner voice is so amazing, because it can guide you. It can help you to move in the right direction. It can help you also to release some blocks that might be standing in the way of your healing. And the amazing thing is that your inner voice, it's part of you and it loves you so much. It's the loving part of you. It's ultimately, it's pure love and pure energy. And it will never tell you anything that's bad for you. It will never guide you anywhere that would be dangerous. It might be uncomfortable at times, I'm not gonna lie. You know, this awakening process and process of connecting to yourself and following the guidance might be uncomfortable sometimes, very uncomfortable, because you are changing the way you used to be. You are getting out of the mind, which you probably believed for many, many years that your mind is the real you. You do have a mind which talks constantly in your head, that's interpreting the way you perceive reality. It's constantly commenting on things you are experiencing, but your mind is pretty much just a tool. It's a very smart tool. It helped you probably to get where you are today, but it might have also held you back by your limiting beliefs, because ultimately thoughts we think over and over again are limiting beliefs, because we start to believe them. If we think a thought over and over and over again, it becomes a belief. And if it's a belief that's limiting in a way, it becomes a limiting belief. And it might hold you back because you might believe that you're not good enough, that you're not smart enough, that you are not pretty enough, all these things. And it might create a lot of fears, a lot of restrictions, and so on. And ultimately, the mind is just a set of learned beliefs that you learn throughout your life, throughout your childhood, and throughout what you learned from your parents, from the community, from the society you grew up in. And a lot of the times, your mind is critical, because that's how it's set up. It's the way your brain's been functioning, or human brain in general has been functioning for millions of years. And the way it works is that it's trying to protect you and prevent things that could be potentially dangerous for you, that were maybe dangerous for your ancestors or for you in the past, or that caused you harm. So that's why it's constantly commenting, criticizing, because it's trying to prevent change, which could be what's new, can be potentially dangerous, it can be uncomfortable. So it's trying to keep you safe, it's trying to keep you stuck in the same place, because what's known is safe ultimately for the brain, for the mind. And that's why a lot of time it's criticizing, it's being negative, and so on and so on. And quite often, this mind of yours, this inner critic that is always commenting, always criticizing, always judging things. Maybe some people, when you say inner voice, some people, I've heard this before, especially here in the Czech Republic, when I say inner voice in Czech, people might think it's actually the little voice inside of your head that's criticizing and judging yourself and everyone else, everything else around you. And that's not your inner voice. Your inner voice is, like I said, the deeper part of you, the loving part of you, the knowing inside of you. And it wouldn't ever criticize you or say anything bad about yourself or anyone else. So your inner voice is not your inner critic. And there's different ways how you can connect to your inner voice, to your intuition. And I've spoken about this before, and I won't go into too much detail today. If you want to find out more, you can always go to my website and watch the free Heal From Within workshop, where I talked about inner voice a bit more, and there's always a guided inner healing session where I guide you through releasing some of your limiting beliefs, some of the blocks that might be standing in the way of you even connecting to your inner voice, or might be standing in the way of your healing, that might be holding you back, that might be whatever comes up, because you're always guided by your inner voice during these sessions. And I haven't been doing them recently. I used to do them regularly in the past, but there's still recordings of some of these guided group sessions in my Facebook group, in my Facebook community, Heal the Tribe Soul Sisters as well. So if you're not a member, you can always join my Facebook community as well. I will include links for both of these in the show notes, for the Heal From Within workshop, for the recording, and also how you can join my Facebook community, Heal the Tribe Soul Sisters, if you are interested, and you can access several of these group healing sessions in the workshop and also in my Facebook group. So that's where you can experience firsthand what it feels like to connect with your inner voice, and how you can release energetic blocks, emotional blocks, blocks that are standing in the way of your healing, you moving forward, and so on and so on. You are guided by me and your inner voice in those sessions, so you can go there and try it for yourself. What I want to talk about today is ultimately how your inner voice can help you to understand what your body is telling you. Because ultimately, what I believe is that symptoms, whatever symptoms you are experiencing, whatever health issues you struggle with, ultimately, there are signals from your body, from your soul, from your inner voice, that you are disconnected from your highest self, that you're not following your guidance, that you're not in alignment with your highest self and with your purpose. And ultimately, the symptoms your body is giving you, messages from your soul, from your highest self. And all you need to do is start asking questions. All you need to do is to connect to your inner voice, to your intuition, and start asking questions what these symptoms mean and where do they want you to go. You might have to do some releasing, of course, and that's part of what I do when I work with clients as well, and what I also did in those group releasing sessions I talked about before, is help you to release blocks, because you create energetic and emotional blocks, or beanbags, as Jess Lively calls them, when you don't process emotions, when you don't process trauma, when you don't process your negative emotions, you know, when you create limiting beliefs that are not in alignment with your highest self. There may be different reasons behind, and that's what I'm trying to explain here, is by starting to listen to your inner voice and to your body and questioning your symptoms and following the messages, it can actually help you to relieve these symptoms or even heal them for good. It's probably not going to happen overnight, but it's definitely such an amazing way to connect to yourself, connect to your heart, connect to your body, and start understanding the signals your body is giving you, because your soul is speaking through your body, and it's a way your soul is communicating with you. And the messages may be very different for each and every one of you, but ultimately, if you are experiencing any kind of health issues, any kind of chronic symptoms that keep repeating themselves, or they've become so chronic that they're not going away at all and they're just getting worse and worse and worse, or you keep getting more and more symptoms, it's definitely time to start listening, because you are always being guided, you know. You are always being guided, and you might have experienced intuitive hits in the past, you know. Like when I look back at my life, I've made so many decisions based on my intuition, even though I didn't know at the time why I feel this way, why I feel like I should do something or I want to do something. I just had this knowing, it's supposed to be this way, I'm supposed to do this. And looking back, I so know it was my intuition, it was my inner voice. And ultimately, it brought me to where I am now. And it doesn't mean that it's not scary. Sometimes it was so scary, because that's how we grow, right? That's why we evolve, and that's why we come here. That's why we come to the physical world, to grow, to learn new things, to overcome things from the past, even from past lives. Of course, we're here to have fun as well and enjoy this beautiful life, this beautiful world. But we are guided by our souls, by our intuitions, to where we're supposed to be. towards our purpose. And, you know, for me, for example, in the past, I've had different intuitive knowings. For example, when I was finishing uni, when I was 25, I decided to move to New Zealand for a year at first. Anyway, it was supposed to be only a year. I didn't know why I wanted to go there. At the time, I thought it was because it wasn't easy at home and I wanted to get away from home, from the shit that was happening in my family. And I just wanted to get away. But at the same time, somehow I knew New Zealand is the place I'm supposed to go, and I knew specifically which place I'm supposed to go to, even though I had never been there. But ultimately I knew I'm gonna go there. And at first I was supposed to go to New Zealand with some, well, at first they weren't even friends. They were some random girls I met through a friend who wanted to go to New Zealand, and they invited me to come with them. And I ended up going by myself. And it was so scary, especially because I was terrified of flying, and I flew to New Zealand from Europe by myself. The first time, I didn't speak very much English at the time, and everything worked out. And then the place, Tauranga, where I wanted to, or I knew I am supposed to go, it took me 9 months before I actually went there, while being already in New Zealand. And when I finally got there, I knew within probably a few weeks that I want to stay there. It just felt right. It felt like home. It felt like the place I'm supposed to be. And I only had a working holiday visa for a year. And within a month or two, I applied for a work permit so I could stay in New Zealand longer. And the process to get a work permit, it's not particularly easy, and it might be even more difficult now than it was in 2005 or 6 when I was there the first time. But it took a while, you know, the process takes a while, and I ended up losing my return ticket to go back home. I didn't know if I will get the work permit, but I just trusted, which at the time, I didn't understand why, but I just trusted that it's going to work out, that I will get the work permit and I will be able to stay in New Zealand. And it worked out, even though I missed my flight. And if I wouldn't have gotten the work permit, I don't know what I would have done there. I know a lot of people who stayed there illegally, which I didn't want to do. And it will all worked out. And I have many more stories like this, but maybe that's why this story came through, is because I'm sure you've had a knowing, an intuitive knowing like this in your life as well. And that is ultimately this gut feeling, this knowing, that is your intuition, which you're inner voice is ultimately the way you are translating the energy that's coming through, the frequency that is, like I said, the extension of your soul. Your intuition is the extension of your soul, and your inner voice is your translation of the energy, of the frequency. Your intuition is transmitting. There's different ways how you can perceive your inner voice or your intuition. You might hear words, you might get visuals, you might get physical feelings in your body. And for me and for many people, the easiest way how to get answers from your inner voice is simply to write to your inner voice. And definitely the easiest way for me when I first started communicating with my inner voice was to just write down a question. So I would write down in my diary or on a piece of paper, I would write down a question, and underneath I would just let the answer come and I would write the answer down. And it might take a bit of practice, but ultimately the easiest way is not to think about it. Just write down whatever comes through, whatever is the first thing that comes through, just by way of automatic writing. You might have tried automatic writing, or when you're journaling, whatever is coming through, you just write down. You don't think about it, and the first thing that comes through is usually the right thing, what comes through from your inner voice. Like I said, it takes practice, and it might help you if you connect to your heart, if you breathe through it in the Heal From Within workshop, or also in the guided sessions I've done in my Facebook group. I guide you how you can connect to your inner voice by breathing, getting out of the head, and so on and so on. So you can try it there, and then you can, when you connect to your inner voice, even like putting a hand on your heart can help as well to connect to the place within you. And it can be a different place in your body. It can be your gut. It can be your heart. It can be anywhere else. For a lot of people, it's the heart. So wherever you feel that your intuition is in your body, you can just put your hand there, and that can also help you to connect. And then you can just take a deep breath in, breathe out with your mouth. That helps you to get out of your head. And then you can just write down whatever is coming through, whatever the answer is. And you can pretty much ask anything you want. It can be about your health issues. It can be about your purpose, your relationships, your anything that comes to mind, whatever it is you're not sure about, where you would like to get some answers, what you don't understand, where you need guidance on, or even, you know, there's a lot of buzz, for example, around intuitive eating. Even when you're not sure what to eat, what's good for your body, you can ask in a voice, what do you want me to eat? In a voice, what do you want me to wear? Even like these little things. And that can be helpful, especially something that you're not attached to, because, for example, food might be a difficult topic for a lot of people, and the mind might have quite strong opinions because you've probably read a lot about, or a lot of you might have read a lot about healthy eating or unhealthy eating, or you might have tried different diets and so on and so on. So a lot of us might have strong beliefs, let's say, around food. So choose something that you're not attached to, you know, like I said, for example, what to wear, but, or in a voice, what do you want me to do right now? You might be surprised sometimes. A lot of the time for me, it's the first thing my inner voice says is just to breathe, because we're not connected to our breath a lot of the time, and a lot of us breathe shallowly, and to take a few deep breaths can really, really help to connect as well. And ultimately, breath is life, you know. So I think that's why my inner voice and a lot of other inner voices tell people first, when you ask them, what do you want me to do, or what would be helpful, the first thing you hear is to breathe. And you can keep asking, and if you're not sure where the answer is coming from, you can always ask in a voice, is it you did the answer come from you or was it the mind? And usually as well, if you doubting where the answer came from, it's usually the mind anyway. But you can always ask if you're not sure, just to be sure. But coming back to the symptoms and to the signals your body is giving you, is start asking questions around the symptoms. For example, when one of your symptoms gets worse, or if it has been bad for a long time, you can just start asking what the symptom means in a voice. What does it mean? What are you telling me? What am I not seeing? Why am I experiencing this? Why do I have this dot, dot, dot? It can be a headache. It can be eczema on your hand. It can be digestive issues. It can be so many different things. So whatever the symptom is you are experiencing, ask about that. Why do I have this symptom? Why did my XYZ flare up? Why am I feeling this way? What do I need to understand? What do I need to change? What do I need to do differently? You can just simply ask, how can I feel better right now? What can I do to feel better right now? Or what can I do today? What would help me to relieve this symptom? And so on and so on. You can keep asking, and depending on the answer you will get, if you don't understand what it means, you can just keep asking further and further. If you, for example, ask, what does it mean? Or you can ask, what do I need to work on or release? And you, for example, hear fear. You can keep asking, fear of what, in a voice? So what is this fear about? Why do I have this fear? How can I release it? And a lot of the time you will get the answer, or you just have to keep asking. And you can also ask, how can I support my body today? And I just hear love. I just heard love from my inner voice, because a lot of the time that probably needed to be said as well. A lot of the time the symptoms you are experiencing are coming because you are not being loving towards yourself and towards your body. And you are acting from a place of fear instead of a place of love. And we all have different fears. I still have so many different fears I still work on and work through. And it's scary. It's even scary for me sometimes to put myself out there and talk about these things. It's getting easier, but still, a while ago, I was terrified of public speaking, and this is a bit easier because I'm just talking into a microphone and I'm not actually standing in front of a group of people who are listening to this. I'm not standing in front of you. That is still a bit scary for me, but ultimately those are some fears I needed to work through. And the things that you might hear might be scary because, like I said, your brain is set up that way, that what's unfamiliar, what's unknown is scary because there is a potential of you being hurt. There is a potential of you making a fool out of yourself. There is a potential of you making mistakes, which is fine because we all make them, and that's how you learn and that's how you grow. But it is uncomfortable. And like I said, we all came here to grow, and growth is uncomfortable a lot of the times. And, you know, if somebody would have told me 10 years ago that I would have a business and that I would be an entrepreneur and that I would have a podcast and that I would be speaking to a lot of people and that I would be working with people, helping them to heal. I would not believe it. And this can be uncomfortable. And a lot of the times I still have a lot of doubt and fear around these things because I wasn't brought up this way. I didn't believe in myself. I had a lot of doubt. I had a lot of self-doubt. I had a lot of, I wouldn't say hate towards myself, but I didn't love myself. And I still sometimes struggle with that. I've made a lot of progress, yes, but there's still things I work on and I work through and I keep overcoming, and that's the way. And my body keeps showing me the way still, you know. My soul is guiding me and it's wanting me to expand and grow and do things that are still scary for me. And a lot of the times I resist, but and it's the same for all of us. But ultimately, we all came here to grow and to overcome things, overcome ourselves. This time, this day and age is, I believe, quite special. A lot of people do wake up and this planet is up-leveling. We are up-leveling and a lot of people are growing and healing even from trauma from past lives. We are healing ancestral baggage. We are healing ancestral trauma. And it is a ride sometimes, I have to say. But coming back to your symptoms, ultimately, I have to say that if you are ready to do this and if you really want to, and you might not be ready, but that's fine too. You can just take baby steps. If you want to heal yourself, it's necessary to start listening. It's necessary to start listening to your body, listening to your symptoms, listening to your inner voice, and following the guidance. And that might be enough. It probably won't. You might have to go deeper and work through some things and release a lot of the stored blocks and trauma and overcome the limiting beliefs and work on self-love and on forgiveness and so on and so on. But you're not alone, you know. We're all in this together. And there's a lot of us here who can help you to get through this, who can help you to heal, who can help you to grow, who can help you to find your purpose, and who can help you to follow your guidance and become the person you are supposed to be and start living the life you are meant to live. Ooh, this was pretty strong, all that came through today. I can feel my own inner voice very strongly. And I think this might be an important episode for a lot of you. If it was, please do let me know. I would love to hear if it resonated with you. And I also want you to know that I am always here for you. If you have any questions, if you need help, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you. I would love to help you. And I love you all so much. So this is all today, my lovelies. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. Sending you all so much love from my heart to yours. And I will talk to you again next time. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. Talk to you soon. Bye. This episode was brought to you by my signature deep healing program. The one-on-one deep healing program is a high-level 6-month coaching and intuitive healing program for women with chronic health issues such as eczema, autoimmune disease, digestive or hormonal issues. If you are ready to connect to your true self, to step into your power and to heal from within, this program is for you. You can finally have an understanding of what your body and your soul need to heal on all levels. You will learn proven tools to get you there, and you will receive ongoing support from me throughout your healing journey. Together, we will uncover and unblock the underlying causes of your health issues so you can start living a healthy, happy, fulfilled, and purposeful life. So are you ready to take responsibility for your own health and well-being and to heal from within? Just head over to www.pavlinajirouškova.com and schedule a discovery call with me. I'm so excited to hear from you.